Chapter 10. That night, after dinner, Sally goes to her room. She's very tired, but she can't sleep. She sits at her window and waits. It's 11:30. Sally sees a light with her telescope. Sally whistles, and James comes to his window.
The thief is cycling to the town,
Sally says to James.
We have to go. I've got the rope in my bag. Meet me outside.
Sally and James get to the top of the hill. Sally takes the rope from her bag.
Tie the rope to that tree,
James says. He gives one end of the rope to Sally. The two friends tie the rope across the path.
Good. It's impossible to see the rope in the dark. Come on, we have to go to the music shop and telephone the police.
Sally and James see the thief inside the music shop. They run to the telephone in the street.
Hello, Green Hills Police Station.
A voice says.
Can I help you?
Go to the music shop,
Sally says.
The thief is there. You can catch him, but you have to go on your bicycles.
Sally and James hide behind a car in the street. The door of the shop is open, and Sally and James look carefully. The thief fills his bag with CDs and takes two radios. He leaves the shop. The thief puts the bag on his back and ties the two radios to his bicycle. He cycles away. A moment later, Sally and James see two policemen on bicycles.
Come with us!
Sally and James cycle into the field and up the hill. The two policemen cycle quickly behind them. The two friends see the thief turn the corner. Then they hear a shout and a loud noise.
We've got him,
Sally says. When Sally and James turn the corner, they see the thief. He's lying on the ground next to his bicycle. The thief tries to escape, but the policemen catch him and handcuff him. Sally and James take the policemen to the cave. They find the suitcase.
Well done. Now it's time to go home. We want to hear your story.
Sally's father opens the door and sees Sally and James with the policemen. He's very surprised.
What's happening?
He asks.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
The two friends and the policemen go into the house. Sally's mum comes downstairs. James telephones his parents and they come to Sally's house. Everybody sits in the living room and listens to the story. The policemen ask Sally and James a lot of questions. Then James goes home with his parents, and Sally goes to her room. Her father goes with her. He kisses her goodnight.
That's a real adventure, Sally. I'm very proud of you.
When Sally's father leaves the room, Sally goes to her window. She looks at the sky. The sky is clear, and there are a lot of stars. She whistles.
What is it? Another strange light?
No, only the stars, that's all.
Good. I'm very tired. I don't want another adventure tonight.
Okay, good night. See you in the morning. Let's meet in town at the Jupiter ice cream shop.
No, not there.
The two friends laugh.